it's very hard to say. And I study climate change impacts on coral reefs. So I certainly look at these phenomena. The thing is, because of climate change, we are ramping up the global climate system. We're adding a lot of heat to it. And it looks like that just makes the extremes even more extreme. We've just come out of an El Nino, and an El Nino in Africa, in Southern Africa, means drought. In East Africa, it means floods. And usually in November, December. So that's our short rains. In East Africa, we get huge floods during that time, during an El Nino. But now we're going into La Nina, which usually means the opposite pattern. So, more rain in Southern Africa and more drought here in East Africa. But we're heading into our long rain seasons, and it's very heavy over here.
It seems like this year the weather's even worse, you know, with massive destruction because of the heavy rains in, like you said, the East Africa part. But then, you know, in South Africa, people can't grow their crops. Everything's dried up and they can't feed their families. Is there any end to this in sight? Like you mentioned, the new weather pattern is going to start soon. But is there any hope that things will change for the better?
And unless the global community starts making real decisions about climate change and driving the climate system, you know, into a new state, it won't get better. No, we've certainly noticed in Africa that climate systems are becoming, or weather systems are becoming, much less predictable. They're not as they were 20 years ago. You know, older people and communities can't provide advice anymore on when you should plant or when you should fish because things are changing. And it's very extreme this year. We can't attribute every single event to climate change, but we're certainly seeing very strong changes in patterns in not good directions. And it won't change unless we start to slow down and reverse climate change.
Is there any sign that that's happening?
Not yet. Not enough. The Paris Agreement from the UN Convention on Climate Change is commitments and pledges in the right direction. But so far, countries are not yet putting in enough investment to achieve the Paris Agreement. So it's not good enough yet. No.
Now, you mentioned La Nina is going to kick in soon. When is that going to happen exactly? And is it going to be just like you said, with the weather patterns exactly in reverse?
I think we have started into the La Nina around this time. But what it will mean for us, I can't really say. I think it's very unpredictable. I think one thing that is concerning us incredibly in those dealing with climate change is that since, I think, March last year, the ocean temperatures and also global atmospheric temperatures have been much higher than they have been in the past, and they're not showing signs of declining. And so we don't know what that will mean in the coming months with the coming seasonal patterns.
There's no way to tell.
No, I think there are climate models that can predict a little bit, but you know, we're in a big zone of uncertainty now, and that's because we're pushing without taking our foot off the accelerator with climate change.
If you could briefly summarize, what would you say is your message to governments, and obviously other governments, the international community has to help, but what can African governments do to try to put up a bulwark against this kind of weather pattern activity?
Well, African governments, of course, need to invest in disaster and risk management and forecasting, so we have a sense of these events coming, you know, at least sometime before they come. But unfortunately, African governments are not the powerful governments in the international system. It's the G20 governments that, you know, drive the global economies, and they have to make the decisions to prioritize global sustainability rather than economic growth.